this gets to a kind of a much larger problem, which is just manifest in the way we look at voting, and that's the entire relationship or interrelationship between our spiritual lives and our lives lived out in the world. And for too many people, and I would say even many Lutheran people, they have followed the teaching that has been instilled in them from their upbringing in the American classrooms, that there is a separation between church and state, or a wall of separation, and that the two should not ever interact. And my contention is that if you actually read Luther and study Lutheran teaching on this, it's not as bifurcated as we've gotten used to seeing it. They are to be kept distinct. The work of the temporal realm and the work of the spiritual realm are different, but they're not unrelated, and they're not to be kept divorced from each other. So in other words, as a Christian, I look at my responsibilities lived out in the world in the context of what God tells me about them and what God teaches me about them, and I recognize my tasks are done as God's child for the sake of the world, and knowing who I am in Christ, so they are informing each other. The problem you have with making too great of a distinction between them to the point that they become divorced is that people sometimes think that their temporal lives can be directed by other forces or by other considerations, and that the rule of God or the rule of the church is minimal there because that's not spiritual stuff. My contention is everything is spiritual, and God cares very much about the temporal realm as much as he does the spiritual realm.